People who've been obese since age 20 have a threefold higher risk for heart failure than those who don't report long-standing obesity. A study by Aaron Mikos, a cardiologist at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues found. Mikos says this not only helps identify those at risk more precisely, it may point the way to intervention.
Everybody, of course, benefits from lifestyle changes. We want to try to maintain an optimal weight, encourage physical activity, all those things. But in terms of more intensive resources, such as case managers, if you want to actually refer someone to a formal nutrition program, a formal exercise physiology program, a lot of times those are not covered for prevention. You know, they might be covered cardiac rehab once you develop the disease, but not for prevention. But if we can identify higher risk individuals, these might be individuals that would benefit from more intensive lifestyle changes.
Miko says asking about lifetime weight is something physicians should do. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.